AccuWeather forecast, cloudy skies after morning mixed precipitation. It's going to be rain the rest of the way. We'll have a high of about 38. The annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. ceremony taking place at noon today on the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College in the Madrigano Auditorium. The education summit that was originally scheduled afterward not taking place. The public invited to attend the King Day ceremony at noon with the featured speaker, Milwaukee State Representative David Bowen. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin also scheduled to attend and offer her remarks. 6 humanitarian awards to be doled out to Racine County residents. Wednesday at 11:30 up until 1 o'clock or so, the Urban League of Racine and Kenosha will have a luncheon at the Italian-American Club in Kenosha. It's to celebrate Dr. King and keeping the dream alive. The keynote speaker, Dr. Dennis Baskin. Racine's Plan Commission supports a conditional use permit for a daycare facility at 520 Gould Street. That's the old Red Cross drugstore building. It's to handle up to 50 kids 7 days a week from 5 a.m. until midnight. Mazen Musa telling commissioners he would also need final approval from the state based on their operating criteria. The plan, he said, to bus the children to the facility.
We provide transportation for them. We bring them from their houses to the facility. Or if they have to go, We might have go as older as 10 years old, so we have to shuttle them between home to the daycare where their parents go to work, or shuttle them from the facility to the school and bring them back.
Kirk Sokolowski, concerned about the safety of the kids in reference to a parking lot on the site, also the potentially noted for noise up until midnight.
I see people racing around all the time through that lot, going to from Erie Street to North Wisconsin, to that energy assistant place. I don't know if they don't know just to go down another block and turn, but they end up going through that lot.
Another neighbor, Julie Newborg, citing the high traffic volume in the area, she questioned why a child care proposal.
I don't understand how you can even put children in there. If you walk out that front door, you have Gould and Erie. I can barely get across the street with my car. You walk out, children run out of that front door, they're gonna get hit. Number two, you're going to put them in that parking lot? What, are you going to build a cage? There's only this much room for cars to go through if vehicles are parked.
Alderman Dennis Weiser noted other daycare approvals on busier streets based on each of the plans, though. Commission support for the permit contingent on submission of plans for child care drop-off and pickup, employee parking, location of the playground itself, and a recommended community meeting. In Kenosha County, the Northeast Illinois Council of the Boy Scouts of America owns the 146-acre Solar Crown Scout Camp on 340th Avenue, which is southeast of Wilmot High School, and is seeking a conditional use permit to improve that site. Those improvements would include 2 new bunkhouses, a 54-foot climbing tower, and a zip line. The request is up before the Salem Town Board tonight at 6 o'clock, but it also needs attention from the county's Planning and Development Committee. Simple reason for the request, expanded use of the site over the past several years. And there was no waving goodbye or tipping of the hat to the crowd. Tony Romo, the Burlington product, hung around for just a few minutes out on the field after the Mason Crosby-led Green Bay Packers ended the Cowboys season in the playoffs. Romo shook hands with some of the Packers, slapped hands with some of the fans, walked off into the tunnel. The Cowboys franchise quarterback for the past 10 years did not speak to reporters after the game. He exited the locker room with his cousin, head down, walked to his car, and then drove off. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones declining to comment on Romo's future after the game. The federal holiday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today was part of the school calendar for Kenosha and Racine Unified and Milwaukee Public Schools, meaning no classes. Not the case for others, like in Burlington, Union Grove, and Wilmot, in schools mainly west of the interstate.
They're pretty much making a statement, though, you know, you could debate on whether it's intentional or not, that it doesn't warrant that kind of gravity to give employees and people a day off.
That is community activist and Pastor Milt Thompson on WRJN's Community Conversations. Those other districts ended up canceling classes because of the icy road conditions. It's the beginning of the end for a Racine institution. The going out of business sale is now on at the 2 locations of Nelson's Variety Stores. Jeff Nelson, the current owner, he's been part of the family business since 1940 when it all began, says the longtime employees are going to be around a few more weeks.
Most of them have been here for a long time, and they're all going to stick with us until the end.
He anticipates the stores will be open for maybe another 4 to 6 weeks, then the going out of business sale will be over, and then the buildings will be put up for sale. National Mentoring Month will include the announcement of a significant new partnership for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Racine and Kenosha Counties. In fact, there's going to be a press briefing that's coming Friday morning at City Hall in Racine. Big Brothers Big Sisters officials will be there, including the Executive Director, Ashley Hendricks, along with Mayor John Dickert, Police Chief Art Howell, and United Way President Rod Prunty. Meanwhile, Bowl for Kids' Sake, that's Big Brothers Big Sisters' signature fundraiser. It includes the chance for a celebratory party, and the best part for participants, no bowling experience necessary. It helps if you have it. For more information, contact Kate, 262-637-7625, about participating in Bowl for Kids' Sake to help Big Brothers Big Sisters of Racine and Kenosha Counties. It's not been the best of times lately for businesses in West Racine, and a few of them have left over the last year or so, and the day started out with a going-out-of-business sale for Nelson's Variety Store. Well, there's also word that a public forum will be taking place Tuesday night at 6:30 to talk about the situation. It'll be inside of the Wilson Funeral Home on Lathrop Avenue. It's for any West Racine resident or business representative. Comments, questions, ideas, all being sought in going forward. The Help Wanted sign is out at Downtown Kenosha Incorporated, 4-year-old independent agency working to revitalize the central downtown business district. Now looking for an executive director and an administrative assistant, one to replace Chris Noman, who resigned the executive director's job 2 months ago. Kevin Irvin's the owner of Frank's Diner, heading up the DKI board, says that among other things, the director position will pay between $55,000 and $65,000 a year. He made it clear, though, the board realizes just how important it is to look very hard at local candidates.
I think we're going to make a bigger effort now to look at so-called insiders, you know, lifelong Kenosians or people who've been here for quite a bit of history who have those connections. All things being equal, if the person has a background here, I think that's where we'll go with. Then that actually might give them a few other points in the selection process.
The administrative assistant's job, that'll be a part-time position paying $12 an hour. Irvin hoping to have both filled by March. It's either a good thing or a bad thing. Governor Walker fulfilling his promise to transform the DNR by cutting scientists, shrinking the agency's budget, and pushing for it to be more receptive to its customers. And the governor indicates even more changes could be in store. Governor Walker and Republican lawmakers pondering whether to eliminate the agency altogether, maybe spread the duties across other state government agencies, as well as things like charging more to get into state parks and to go hunting. Oh, and Vegas sports books making the Atlanta Falcons a 4-point favorite over the Packers in next weekend's NFC Championship game. The oddsmakers have New England at 5.5 points over Pittsburgh for the AFC Championship. Many of the sports books had been hoping for the Cowboys-Patriots in a matchup. That would have meant, they said, a much bigger wagering handle. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee is recommending a new list of streets for public hearings this spring, but after the election, regarding projects that are targeted for next year. City Engineer John Rooney taking note of 3 border projects with Mount Pleasant: Eaton Lane, Indiana Street, and Winthrop Avenue.
Eaton Lane in particular, that's been to this committee at least twice in the 16 years I've been here. It's way overdue. The other ones are new, but if you got another adjacent locality who's interested in paving half of it, might be the time to get on board. If we delete it, I don't think they're going to go through with it, and then we're gonna wait, and they're gonna wait another 5 years. But that's up to the elected officials.
Rooney noting that the affected property owners would have the option of concrete or blacktop, though the latter would mean the possibility of yet another assessment when the road comes up again for more work.
I think we've heard enough of that in recent years, where people are interested in that. We might as well give them the choice. I think the property owners get a better value for their money if they're gonna have a street done, if they do it in Portland cement concrete pavement for many reasons. But if they want to pay for it in bituminous, we shouldn't turn that down. It's an improvement to the road regardless. It may not last as long. They may have to pay for it again in the future.
The Common Council tomorrow night to approve the committee's recommendation to set up a resolution for the public hearings, the list targeted for street improvements. Again, the work to be done next year. The public hearings will be done in different groups on different dates. They all have to be concluded, though, by the end of June. That is city ordinance. The agenda for tonight's meeting of the Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee includes a public hearing on a petition for a conditional use permit by the Priests of the Sacred Heart. They want to create housing and a chapel for priests to be at 8409 Three Mile Road in the town of Raymond. It's an existing 2-story home, both general farming and residential zoning. Meeting is at 6 o'clock, the auditorium of the Ives Grove Office Complex. In Kenosha County, the Northeast Illinois Council of the Boy Scouts of America owns the 146-acre Solar Crown Scout Camp on 340th Avenue, which is southeast of Wilmot High School. They're seeking a conditional use permit to improve that site with two new bunkhouses, a 54-foot climbing tower, and a zip line. The request is up before the Salem Town Board tonight at 6 o'clock. It also, though, needs attention from the Kenosha County Planning and Development Committee. Simple reason for the request to expand? The use of the site over the last few years has grown considerably. The Burlington Area School District Board scheduled to have a meeting tonight, and they could be making a decision about holding a facilities referendum this spring. Board held a meeting a week ago to talk things out in reference to a community survey. More than 1,400 responses received, a majority supporting having the referendum. It would include a new middle school, updated improved facilities district-wide, as well as some classroom programming improvements. Racine Unified's first community school, it's doing well to the point that district leaders are actually thinking about using the same format at other elementary schools in high-poverty areas. Knapp, of course, is the brand-new school offering students and parents services that are not in the other schools, like mental health counseling, dental service, and help in accessing other community services. Superintendent Lolly Haas cites their partnership with United Way.
We're really grateful that we have United Way partnering with us to do the extra wrap, we call it wraparound, so the teachers can focus on teaching and the principal can focus on running the school, and that's going very, very well.
That wraparound school concept at Knapp has been gaining in popularity nationwide, in fact. After the school year ends in June, Dr. Haas says they'll take a closer look at how things went, perhaps even consider expanding the programming. Tonight at 7 o'clock, the Caledonia Village Board will meet at the Eastside Community Center. That agenda includes a resolution appointing an acting village president to serve during any temporary absence of the village president, a report from the Parks Commission about expansion possibilities for Crawford Park, that's by the new Village Hall, and a report from Administrator Tom Christensen, which may include a status report on the construction of the new facility. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.